Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Brent and Danny, welcoming you back on 106.7 The Fan from Chicago. Let's pick up the energy here, Danny. There's baseball to be played today, buddy.
Yeah.
We're in Chicago.
There is.
The Nationals play the Cubs. They might win a playoff game. They might force a game five, right?
In theory.
Right?
Sure.
Why not?
They haven't hit.
Good things happen in DC sports occasionally.
Oh, your why not was rhetorical.
Sometimes they can happen positively for us. NLDS, Grant and Danny shows presented by CDWG in Chicago, bringing together experts, technologies, partners like Dell to turn complexity into simplicity. IT orchestration by CDWG, people who get it. We've opened up the Hadid carpet cleaning listener lines. First time, long time. You're going to hear from Kirk Cousins, by the way, at 1, if you missed our interview with him. He had some things to say about the Nats. He's been pulling for them in this series, even though he grew up a Cubs fan, Chicago area guy. But the question for you at 800-636-1067, is the series over? Will the Nats force a game five? I'm going to start because I know where you're going to go with this. Mm-hmm. I don't think the series is over. The Dodgers were down 2-1 at the hands of the Nationals last year. They forced a game five and then won it. I don't feel great about Tanner Roark today. I feel fine about him. I think he'll be Geo-like, 5 innings, 3 runs or so. I think he will be competitive and give them a chance in Illinois, where he's thrown well in his home state. I don't feel great, again, about Jake Arrieta on the mound. I think he's really good when he's dialed in. But I'm going to count on him not being sharp, that it's been a long time since he's thrown, that his hamstring, which was a more serious injury than Max's, bothers him a little bit more. A bullpen game where you get to that middle inning underbelly. I'm going to count on the bats, do theory, waking up a little bit, someone having a 3 or 4 hit game. There is just no way Trey Turner's not getting on base for a 4th straight game. He can't possibly go 0-16 in this series. I just don't see it. So I'm going to say the Nationals win the game 5-4 today, and that we get a game five in D.C. I'm going to say the series is not over.
The series is over, and even if they win today, it's over, because they're 1-6 in their last 7 home games at Nationals Park. They've lost their last 7 one-run games, and this is the kind they're going to play. The offense will not magically wake up because guys got to stay at a hotel last night. They are broken. Something is missing. Something is incredibly wrong, and there is a rotten core, and there's nothing you can do about it. These are not bad people. These are great baseball players, objectively. If you didn't have these last 3 games as a sample, and you asked teams around the country, would you like Ryan Zimmerman on your team? Would you like Daniel Murphy? Would you like Trey Turner? Would you like Anthony Rendon? Everybody would select these people. These are good baseball players. We have huge samples that tell you these are really good baseball players. These are good baseball players who are all hitting like crap. That's not going to change. They are going to...
Can't it change?
It doesn't just happen overnight. This is all happening at the same time. It happened in 2014. It didn't just magically change then. This is not something that you go to bed at night and you wake up the next day and you all of a sudden can magically hit. There's no quick fix here. This is a week and 2 week and 3 week long slump busting type process where you start to come out of it. The idea that they might have had some carryover from the 8th inning, which was magical and awesome in game number 2, frankly, was naive by me, that I even thought it was possible that something good could possibly occur in the postseason. They might win this game today because something fluky happens and they're bound to win a 1-run game or something like that, but they're going to rip your heart out. This is a team that is the same way as the Capitals. This is a group that we know for big samples can be really, really good. In fact, among the best in the sport, there is something that they do not have in the postseason. We have now the 4th out of 4 samples that tell us that this is the case. And I could either try to justify it and figure it out with numbers, or I could finally look at it and say, look, we have a big enough correlation now where we know that they don't do this when it comes time to doing it. And I don't blame anybody. I'm not mad at anybody in particular. This is a really well-built team, a great organization that puts them in the spot. I'm grateful to be in this spot. They're not going to do it.
Have we decided if you're going to watch the game yet or not?
The I don't know what our schedule is going to be today. Okay. I don't know if we're going to Wrigley Field or not. I don't know anything. I don't know where we're broadcasting from.
Right.
I don't know what the email is going to say. I don't know what the baseball's doing.
If Danny doesn't watch the game, they may have a better chance to win based on how the series is going.
Sure.
So let's say the game is played at 5:30. We get off the air here as currently scheduled at 4:30.
Oh, I'm not going up there again.
You're not going to Wrigley?
No, I'm not going up there again. I'm not going all the way uptown again.
You keep saying that. I keep looking at my phone, by the way. It's 16 minutes away right now via car.
Maybe. I'm not going up there again.
Okay. Will you watch on TV?
I don't know.
What else would you do?
Nap. Nap in a different part of the bed than I was in the other day. Maybe take a soak, go into the bath. There's a really nice pool at our hotel that I'd like to check out.
So you would just get in the pool.
There's a hot dog joint close by.
What if you miss like a 10-0 Nats win?
Then I'll be able to watch them lose Game 5. I mean, they don't
have
it in the
playoffs.
Would
you watch them in Game 5
sure.
if they win 10-0?
Sure, I'll have to watch for work because we do the show on
Friday. But you're not
going
to watch today.
Maybe. I don't know. I just I know you're having fun, like making this about me and like asking what I'm going to do, what I'm not doing.
Right. It's just amazing to me that you supposedly love the Nationals and you're considering not watching the game.
Yeah, they gave me a great ride. And the same way that the Capitals gave you a great ride all regular season. And I knew they were going to lose to the Penguins. I don't need to do that to myself. I don't need to watch them do it anymore. I know what's going to happen. So
my business. And you don't get to be there for it.
Then I guess I can. Well, lament that. I don't know. I mean, you're acting like it's this massive deal. It's not fun. It's not enjoyable to watch them bleed away another opportunity by going 0 for a million. They cannot hit. They will not hit. It's over. Great ride. Great job. Good organization. I congratulate everybody on a job well done. It's just not going to happen.
So what is your current plan as of right now?
I don't have one because we don't know where we're going to be and what we're going to be doing with the timing of the rain and whatever.
Tentatively planned.
Yeah, it's very tentative. I'm going to wait around in anxious, earnest desperation for where we're going to be and when we're going to do it. Nobody else seems to share my desperation.
By the way, yesterday his desperation was over our credential, which just couldn't have been a more seamless, easy process.
After
today,
so many emails and texts.
The angst is over just if it's going to rain or not, right? Which we can't control.
Right, the only we can control about it. But yeah. Everyone's being very cavalier and casual,
right.
But you'll just be here at 3 o'clock.
Got it.
I have no plan.
You'll just.
I.
You hate you'll just.
It's the most infuriating thing in the world where people start a sentence with just. It's not a just. It's complicated. Acknowledge the complication. Match my level of anxiety and angst over whatever it is. Tell me just go through security. Just contact this guy. What if he's in a meeting?
It's been so easy. Everything's been so easy.
It's not easy. It took me constantly hammering at both of you to finally get the text messages from the correct people that said, yes, you do have a credential. No one would say you have a credential. People hinted at it.
Dar, were you ever worried that we weren't going to be able to get into Wrigley?
No, never.
There was also great anxiety somehow about our hotel and before that our flight. There's always anxiety about something.
Well, to be fair, he had anxiety because he didn't have the credential that he had from Nats Park. That's why he had anxiety. Completely understandable on that end.
Danny, can I go back one more time to the thing that made you mad? I have a question.
What?
Assuming the show ends at 1 o'clock local, 2 o'clock D.C. time.
Okay.
We are due back at 4 o'clock D.C. time, 3 o'clock local. We have 2 hours off. Then we do a one-hour pregame ahead mm-hmm. of the first pitch, which comes off as scheduled at 5:30 East time, 4:30 where we're at.
Okay.
The chance out of 100 that you will be at Wrigley Field with me watching the game.
Oh, I'm not going to Wrigley. That's unequivocal.
You've made your decision.
Yeah,
I'm not going back
up to Wrigley.
This is staggering.
I'm not
this guy
that.
Loves baseball. He loves the Nationals.
I'm not doing that.
And he's not going to the playoff game today that he has a free seat to. I'm sorry that annoys me, but it just does. And you can be annoyed by me, and I can be annoyed by you, and we'll be annoyed by each other that everyone's fine to be annoyed right now. Second question. If you're not going to the game, what is the chance 1 to 100 that you will watch the game pitch by pitch in its entirety?
I don't know.
100
can
for
I,
work.
Can I get a number?
No. I've decided not to play along. So
why?
Because I can not hit two when it comes to
okay.
a huge moment.
Is it a lock that you will watch the game?
No.
No.
Please say yes.
Is it a good chance that you'll watch the game?
It's okay. Everything
Please say yes.
Everything about it's okay. The whole thing is okay. The question to me is this over? And the answer is yes. So to that end, you can start making your plans thusly. Is this over? Yes. Even if they win today, it's over
because they
lose heartbreaking home games at home.
So many people think Danny's doing a bit. Just so you know, and I want Dar to tell you because you're not going to take my word probably, honestly, because me and Danny are together all the time. This is not a bit. He will not be at Wrigley. I am going to cab by myself probably. Are you coming to Wrigley?
Well, I want you to know that you're not going to make it to Wrigley probably until the third inning.
I don't think that's true, but we'll see.
Well, you have to remember that all of the streets around Wrigley are going to be shut down.
They're all closed.
Right.
And it's going to take more than...
I just do so many shows with worry warts. You guys just worry so much.
No, I mean, we had to walk 7 blocks yesterday to find...
With wooing Cubs fans. And by the way, I don't mind Cubs fans. Some people do it. People got mad post-game.
They were the nicest people in the world.
They're very nice.
I sat in the crowd yesterday. I bought tickets. Went and sat in the crowd. You cannot find nicer people. Right after the game, as they're like hooting and hollering and cheering, they turn around to me. They're like, listen, man.
We're so sorry.
I'm very sorry that happened. But there's still hope for you guys. You can take them in game four. You'll bounce back. Don't worry. I mean, they were so nice.
I'm over Bill Murray. I'm over the kind of one and a two. I don't need any of it. I'm good. I have seen it. I got to go to Wrigley Field. It was awesome. Great experience. Until, of course, the Nats didn't hit for the third straight game.
I will save a seat for you next to me today at the best ballpark in the country.
You'll have plenty of room. Put your bag down in that seat.
For playoff baseball with the team that you supposedly love playing in a playoff game.
I do. I love them. And thank you for all the memories.
I'll save a seat.
Thank you for the memories. Great year.
Are you coming with me to Wrigley or you're going wherever Danny's going?
I'm going to watch in the hotel bar.
I want everyone to know this. There are three of us with credentials to the game. I will be sitting by myself with two seats on either side of me. I cannot believe it. Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.